The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I promised we would have updates throughout the show on the presidential race, and the first is now forthcoming because Paul Hosford is the acting political editor with the Irish Examiner and is with me. So Paul, what news from the county councils today?
Good evening, Kieran. Yeah, we have our first council to nominate a candidate for the presidency. Businessman Gareth Sheridan received the backing of Kerry County Council this morning. Obviously, we know that he needs to get to four councils. He had kind of hoped today, I think, to get the backing of Laois County Council. They've opted not to nominate anyone. Roscommon has opted not to nominate anyone. We've got a big, long meeting in Dublin City Council, 6:15. We've got Cork City Council, Galway City Council, Kildare County Council started about an hour ago. Westmeath County Council is ongoing. So a big day, what people are calling Super Monday, but Gav Riley has dubbed next week Superior Monday because we've got 10 councils next Monday.
Okay, so the door is still open then for those independent presidential hopefuls. Gareth Sheridan, the man who at least has one mark on the board, he'll have been disappointed not to have had a second council support him in Laois, will he?
Yeah, I think Laois was one that people had kind of tagged as a council that could nominate somebody. Not that they necessarily would, but just that they formed for kind of going outside of the consensus in 2018. They backed Gemma O'Doherty. They were the only council to do so. And I think among people there and observers, it was one that was picked out as potentially one that could have gone for an independent. In the end, it has gone for nobody.
Listen, a couple of other things I want to ask you about Jim Gavin and Conor McGregor. But first, let me just get the view of Councillor Niall Botty O'Callaghan, who's an independent councillor in Kerry. Niall, you're welcome to the show. You were supportive of Gareth Sheridan today. Why?
Very simple. We had a presentation last Monday of all the presidential candidates, and to be honest, Gareth was the only one who came down, sat down and spent a couple of hours and we had a good discussion in relation to what he believed in and the type of person he was something that I'd be happy enough to second. He was a very personable, very presentable young man. I think he could give a nice bit of life to the Irish, you know, but as you can see, politically, it's going to be a tough slog if he can't get four county councils.
Yeah, decision in Laois not to support him will be a blow, because I understand, and Paul was just expanding on it, that was one of those maybe he had written down on a list somewhere as councils that might support him. Do you think the system, the process itself, Niall, needs a bit of reform, that the bar is too high?
In a way, yes, but at the end of the day, it's the top job in the state. So I would think, hey, listen, If you have to jump through hoops to get your nomination and you're good enough to get that nomination, I would say that you're good enough to be on the ballot. So, you know, I think sometimes you could make it too easy for everybody to get on the ballot.
Do you think, were you disappointed that some of the independent hopefuls didn't seem eager to jump through those hoops?
Yeah, the effort made by some of the people was poor enough. There was about two or three really good candidates that presented us the last day, and the others just felt like they needed to just rock up and give a 5-minute presentation and a 10-minute question, and then that we'd give our vote to that person on the basis of what we heard in a short clip, where at the end of the day, it for me, my vote is very important, and who I put my name to is very important. So, you know, it's not a light decision that we made in Kerry County Council today. It was a very reasoned decision. And then from an independent councillor's point of view, I'm happy that my vote meant something.
Well, we would have to see whether ultimately this is the first of four, or whether Gareth Sheridan might come up short. So we've got more county council meetings ongoing as we speak, and then even more again happening next Monday. Niall, thanks for joining us. Councillor Niall Botty O'Callaghan. Paul Hosford still with me. Paul, but before we wrap things up, I mentioned Conor McGregor and Jim Gavin. So McGregor's officially pulled out of the race today. Has he given any reason for it?
Yeah, I mean, as much as anything that he has said previously or any kind of, I suppose, cogency or coherency. He wrote a long post on X overnight where he talked about how his candidacy had sparked an important conversation about democracy. He said that he had consulted with his family and that it wasn't an easy decision. He had been due to address Dublin City Council tonight, late tonight. He would have had 5 minutes there. It would have been our first chance really to see him make a pitch that wasn't online or specifically to an American audience. So it was going to be interesting from that point of view. He's checked himself out. Jim Gavin is still in. He did his first proper kind of media engagement today, faced down reporters at the Fianna Fáil Think Inn down in Cork. He said that the government's progress on solving the housing crisis is not good enough yet, and that if he was elected, he would keep the pressure on government to deliver housing.
Right. Yeah. Well, first question to Jim Gavin then, when eventually I do speak to him, is how the hell he expects to do that as president. But anyway, I'm sure other people are going to put that to him. Did he answer any questions about this weird video of him closing a gate on a farm?
He did. He asked. He kind of seemed that it was more of a joke, or more of a. He seemed to think that the reaction was a little bit funny. Kind of interesting to see him answering his first questions about things like that, about the perception of himself, the optics of himself. You know, as you know, as a sports manager, you get asked about a lot of things that are real and that happen in politics. You're asked about what people think of what happened. So it's interesting to see him answering questions on that for the first time.
Yeah, anyway, he will have many more to answer, as will all the candidates, whether we end up with 3 on the ballot, 4, 5 or more, who knows. But if there are updates in that regard between now and 7 o'clock, we'll bring them to you here on the show. And those Dublin City Council meetings happening a little bit later this evening, and there'll be updates throughout the evening in the news, and Ciara and Shane will of course be talking about them in the morning as well. In the meantime, Paul, thanks for your time. Paul Hosford, Acting Political Editor with the Irish Examiner.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.